Welcome to Nurse Educator Podcast. I'm Marilyn Armin, Editor-in-Chief of Nurse Educator. And with me today is Dr. Christy Miller. And Christy is an assistant professor at University of South Carolina Upstate. And you probably read her article in Nurse Educator. If not, make sure you read it. And I hope you had a chance to read her teaching tip. So today we're going to talk a little bit more with Christy about her really innovative teaching tip. Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I just wanted you to begin by talking about the teaching strategy. And, you know, this I recall was a video that you developed, so it means other faculty can too, where you embedded patient safety errors. And I know some were meds and some were others. If you want to talk a little bit about your research too, it's been on patient safety and really preparing students to have a good understanding of safety and what their role is in preventing errors.
Oh, I'm so glad you have invited me to talk about this. I could talk about it all day, but I'll try to keep it short. I'm so passionate about patient safety. And I think we all realize that if we don't begin in nursing school with teaching students about patient safety and about a culture of safety, then we're going to have a hard way to go with getting them to do the KSAs, you know, when they become nurses. And so one of my biggest passions is trying to implement a culture of safety in our School of Nursing. And so my research has primarily been on developing a tool for measuring safety culture in students and finding interventions that will improve our culture of safety. And so one of the things I decided to do was create a video. And this was based on some research done by Henneman and Associates, where they created a simulation of a patient in a motor vehicle accident and embedded a bunch of errors. And they watched, they video recorded the students participating in the simulation and looked at how many errors the students made. So I decided to kind of flip the script. I took their idea and I used a very similar patient, the motor vehicle accident. But I thought, you know, during the pandemic, when we weren't able to do simulations, how could we give students this authentic experience of being involved in an error? Because as I'm sure you recall, any error you've been involved in, you remember it and you aren't likely to do it again. And so involving students in simulated errors is just about the best way we know of to help them not make those sorts of errors once they get into practice. So I was the nurse because I didn't really want to put anyone else on the spot. And I made a whole bunch of mistakes. I forgot to wash my hands. I forgot to introduce myself. I gave the patient a wrong medication. I didn't recognize that they had an allergy to aspirin. So a wide variety of errors. And then what I do is I show the students the video and ask them to identify as many errors as they can, and then to choose the error that they think is the most dangerous for the patient, the most egregious. And then we work through a fishbone. Ideally, we do a root cause analysis, but that's just, it doesn't work very well for the large number of students I have. So they do a fishbone diagram in small groups to analyze that one error that they think is the most important and try to come up with interventions that would prevent the error from happening again. Basically, that don't focus on the nurse being a terrible human being, but on systems and other things that they could identify that might help this whole organization support this nurse in her patient safety efforts. I don't know if does that help?
That's critical as we're teaching patient safety.
Yes, I 100% agree, especially in light of the recent conviction of Ms. Vaught, which was so disturbing for making a mistake. And of course, she, you know, had accountability for that and took responsibility for it. But we really, we're in a precarious situation here. Nurses really have to be taught to advocate for our profession and to understand that systems issues are incredibly important and have to be addressed, and to not blame themselves, to take responsibility, but to not think that everything is their fault. I think it contributes to burnout. So
I guess the other thing I wanted to ask about this, tell us a little bit more about the errors that you embedded. And I know that they were medication and others. And how did these support student learning? So how do we get as faculty student learning from this experience?
Okay, great question. The some of the errors I embedded were, so I would do a close-up, I would show the med sheet and the order there was an order for hydralazine or for hydroxyzine for an allergy, I believe. I think I've got these right. And the nurse accidentally gave hydralazine, and she mentioned, I believe, that the barcode system was down, and then later on the patient's blood pressure dropped. And so what this allows the student, it really develops clinical judgment, which, as we know, is so important for the next gen NCLEX, getting students to think about a complex problem and to decide what is most important. And to when we view the video, we talk about it, and I try to help them understand how to think like a nurse and the thought process that the nurse goes through as they give medications, as they care for a patient. And so I think the learning that occurs for the student is an increased ability to participate in clinical judgment, if that kind of gets at your question.
The other question I had, and actually it's just a comment as you were explaining it, I think the small group design for a large class in particular, where students have to come up with the most important, probably does a lot to support and develop critical thinking as well. So you said ju clinical judgment, and I can see actually using the prompts from the National Council model and just as you discuss these errors. But I would think just in a group, making a rationale, well, this is why I think this is important versus another student. Did you have any experience with that kind of give and take in a group?
Yes, and it was such a joy to go around and visit the small groups and witness their process as they argued and discussed the errors. Some of them would choose that one of the main errors they felt was the most dangerous to the patient was that the patient had was it was the wrong patient. And it was a small thing. The date of birth was incorrect on the patient's wristband as compared to the MAR, the electronic health record. Yet the patient also got the wrong medication, and so it just engenders this wonderful discussion where the students are saying, well, but wait a minute, we know it's the right patient. The mistake is just that the date of birth has been entered wrong, but I know it's the right patient. So that's not really the most dangerous error. The most dangerous error is da 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 da. And you know, there is maybe not a correct answer, right? Maybe there's no exact right answer. It's the process of trying to determine the most, the best, the first, as we all know how important that is, that helps them really improve those skills and bouncing their ideas off other students, but also having the instructor come around and interact with them and provide, again, that model of how we think. Does that answer your question?
It does. And some of the early literature on critical thinking used to suggest that, and it might still, that the group discussion is more important than the answer. It's discussing your interpretation in a group and presenting a rationale. And that finding, I think you just addressed as you explained what you noticed when you went around the group.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I talk a lot in my class about civility and giving and receiving feedback and advocating for the profession of nursing and for ourselves as nurses. And this also touches on that because it allows students to learn how to talk to one another and defend their viewpoint without bringing in slurs or anger or put downs. And we work very hard on how to have discourse and disagreement. Without being ugly or unkind, and how to do that civilly. I emphasize civility a lot. So you can bring in a lot of pieces into this assignment, a lot of important nursing concepts.
What are you planning for the future with this learning activity? And can you suggest other ways that faculty and other listeners can use this activity?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. So I would encourage people to reach out to me. I would love to collaborate, and I absolutely love to talk to other people and get ideas from them and share, share, share. This video was a pilot, and it really needs to be redone. And I'm planning on redoing it to make it better. The students have helped me identify some things that are erroneous and extraneous, and that would be something I would mention to people is when you create this. Be willing to fail because when you first start, as I'm sure we all know, when we're trying something new, we make mistakes and that's part of the joy of the activity. But what I'm really excited about doing is creating developmentally appropriate assessments for students. So I'd love to have, for example, a video like this that is equivalent, maybe four different versions of a video that has embedded errors that touch on all the different rights of medication administration. And that would, of course, need to be assessed by other faculty for external validity, but having several videos that are all similar, and then having students in our first semester, second semester, third semester, and fourth semester analyze the videos and see the progression. I think it might be really exciting to see if our senior level students pick out different errors and have a different process and a different way of analyzing than maybe our first semester students who are really fixated on hand washing and shutting the door and patient privacy. And most of them, I'd say 90% miss the med error. Would our senior level students focus more and maybe be able to find that med error? And I think it could be used as a tool for determining the progression of clinical judgment. So I'm really excited to move forward with that. It's going to be a lot of work, but
and
I don't
it's
know.
Really a good basis for a qualitative study, I think, or a study using different video clips of students and doing some analysis. I think you've raised important questions and interesting ones as well.
Oh, that's a great idea. If anybody wants to do that, contact me. I'm not a big qualitative person, but I'd love to collaborate. So
well, thank you so much for sharing this really innovative strategy, doing videos. I think most of us, you know, are in schools where we have the resources. And I hope that our listeners will read your research article as well as your teaching tip. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today. This ends the podcast.